think there's a lot of issues in the fact that, for one thing, we're still very far from a lot of our clientele. Like, a good proportion of our clients live out of town. So if you're 60, 70 k's out of town, you don't always get to the library. It's a weekly visit. It's a real occasion to get there. So I think we've got to look at ways of how we might deliver things to people. Also, people who are further away, that even if they do have a laptop or something at home, they may have very slow connections. So if we're offering something at our library, we want to have the fastest connections we can. So if they want to use it, they can actually do things that way rather than have to do it at home, where it might take them 2 hours to download one small book, whereas at our library it might take them 5 minutes. So I want to try that sort of thing.
Has the introduction of technologies, internet and that sort of thing, has that helped the library in some ways overcome this kind of tyranny of distance?
I think so, because we have the online catalogue, so you can use that and you can reserve your books via that, so you don't have to actually ring up and say, have you got this book? And so you're not depending on our opening hours, which makes it a lot more accessible. And with the online catalogue now too, we are looking at a digital download for your audio books, maybe book reviews, all that sort of thing. And also we can provide via our webpage access to databases for your homework, like so you can do the Encyclopedia Britannica and all that sort of stuff. So you can be 60 k's away and you can still look at that sort of thing, which is really good.
So with the digital downloads you mentioned, that would mean people could sort of essentially rent a book or an audio book without even coming in.
Yeah, that's right. All they'll need is their library card, and they can put in their library number and then they can select from the books and they can pick one and it'll download onto their device, whatever they've got, and they can read or listen to it.
Now, a lot of the presentation today was about things like e-book readers and iPads and things like that. What kind of plans does the Hinchinbrook Library have with regard to embracing that kind of technology?
Well, with the new library in particular, within the library, you'll be able to borrow the iPads. Actually, I think the staff will probably use an iPad to look up books if somebody's asking us for it while we're out on the floor. I'm looking at lending out some of the cheaper e-book readers, again, for particularly people who are far away and they can actually have lots of books on it and not have to come in as often. But anybody who wants to borrow one, really, because even at $120, not everybody can go out and just buy an e-book reader. And so I want to make things more accessible for everybody, I think. So we'll also have not just static public access computers, we'll probably have laptops that people can use within the library. So then you can come in and you can do your homework or look up the latest recipe or your home banking or all that sort of thing if you need to.
Having listened to some of the costs of those e-book readers and things like that, what does that mean for the library's finances?
Well, it's quite expensive. We have to really look at what will work and what might not work. With the e-book readers, for example, I'll buy two or three and see how they go. If people take them out and they're well used, then you buy two or three more. The same with the iPads. They're a trial. I'll have a couple. And if they're very popular, then we've got a case to buy some more.
Can small rural libraries afford to go digital?
I think they can, but you have to do it gradually. You can't probably do it in a big bang. And probably in the long run, like down the track, it works out cheaper. It's just all, as usual, your setting up costs are more expensive. But if we buy then, we might have to look at what else we might not buy, or maybe we'll have to try and see if we get sponsored, because the smaller libraries just don't have the same money buying power as all the big ones do.
And what have you heard from users of the Hinchinbrook Library about technology? Are people demanding it?
At the moment, I'd guess that people like what we've got, but they'd always like some more. And several people have wanted an upgrade of our current operating environment. We're still on Windows XP, we'd like to change up to that. So, and I think once we're introducing all this other technology, people will be very excited, because they'll be right up there on the cutting edge, and that's what we're hoping to give them anyway.
You did mention during your presentation that you were keen to appeal to a younger demographic. Why is that?
Well, we do very well with our younger children. We have story time for the under fives. We're introducing baby rhyme time for the babies. We do readathons and holiday activities, but once we get to the teenage years, we haven't really done a lot, partly because we don't have enough space, and partly, I guess, because we've sort of forget them a bit, you know, and so I really want to engage that age group. And because too, in the survey that was done for a PCYC, it was indicated that the youth were really after something along the lines of some sort of digital help, place to stay, sit and all that sort of thing. So if we can get them to come in and use the recording studio, for instance, then they might come in and borrow some books, use the e-readers, you know, and get them to use the library, and then they have access to more fun, leisure and information.